Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, so you know what that means. Cigars with the Cave Show coming to you live from Maduro's Fine. Cigars. Absolutely love doing the shows here. So much good stuff going on. Everywhere you look, there's cigars, there's people, there's TVs up and on. And just know that this is going to be crazy over the next couple of days because March Madness is here. And when March Madness is going on, there's no better place to watch the game. Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. We have a packed, loaded show for you today. Can't miss any of this. I mean, when I tell you we're loaded, I mean we are 100% locked and loaded today. Sorry for that. We had some technical difficulty. Let's get this started all over again. I do apologize. We are coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Thursdays of the day, Cigars with the Cave Show. We have so much to get into today. I honestly don't know where to start with all of this. We have a lot to squeeze in. I'm going to open up phone lines for sure. Make sure, though, like I said, this is March Madness weekend, the kickoff. Playing games today. I know they hate it when they're called playing games, but they're playing games. You slice it however you want to slice this game. They are play-in games. But the good stuff starts tomorrow. I will give you every single pick. It'll be in a speed session, but I'm going to give you every single pick and give you some sure locks for you to wager and gamble for fun, of course, as Ed would say. Anyway, we're brought to you by Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. Get your butt down here and check them out. Make sure you let them know that PLR sent you. They will take 10% off of your cigar purchase. Become a club member. Get you access to the members lounge and the locker where you can keep your cigars. Never worry about them going bad. Refrigerator, microwave, ice machine, everything you need to be at a home away from home. Definitely the place to come to. If you don't want to become a member, no issue. Tons of TVs for you to watch anyway. Many places for you to sit down, relax, and enjoy your cigar. Like I said, March Madness is starting. This is the place to watch the games. Absolutely the place to watch the games. If you can't make it down here, though, don't worry about it. Just go online, Stogie World, StogieWorld.com. Same great selection that you would get if you came in here. So check it out. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Special note, if you come in here tomorrow, I will be here for the early game before 2 o'clock Arizona time. If you get in here while I'm here, I'll let you take the 15% off of your cigar purchase. Thanks to Ron, owner of Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. That's in person only. We got a lot of stuff lined up. Calling number is 917-889-7828. Got a couple callers on hold. I'm going to ask you to sit there for a minute for me. Appreciate that because we have a lot of stuff to get into. We have the Suns to get into. They made a very good move today. Absolutely love the move that they made. I'll explain why when we get to that talk. Carson Wentz, he's over with the Colts. He had his introductory press conference. Some thoughts before and after, the way they said it was going to go down, but the way it actually went down. So I'm going to talk about both of those. The Bears. I'm going to try to keep myself from getting pissed off before we actually get to that point. Deshaun Watson. What the hell? I guess that's the only way I can say it. The Cards, they made some moves, and they let some people go. We'll touch on both of those. And then, like I said, I'm going to give you all of my picks. Let's start with football. Let's start with Carson Wentz. He had his introductory press conference today with the Colts. And let me kind of give this a setup. At first, they said that he would do a press conference, but the Philadelphia media would not be allowed to ask him questions. Honestly, I thought that was the worst thing. It helps the myth that he's scared or he's mentally fragile or he can't handle what they do in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a tough city to play in. And by doing it like that and blocking the Philadelphia media, you're basically adding to the fact that he doesn't want to do anything. That he doesn't want to talk. He wants to run away from problems. He has no interest in toughening up. Well, I'm glad they reversed that and allowed him to answer some really tough questions. And I don't know if the Colts decided it, if he decided it, if he said, hey, wait a second, this is actually making me look worse, not better. This is hurting me. This isn't helping me. But he sat down, and there are times where there were some questions, and you could see him feeling a little bit uneasy. You could feel like, you know, he really didn't want to answer certain questions, which is cool, which you could totally understand. Like I said, the Philadelphia media is unforgiving. But there are questions that just had to be answered. They had to be answered. You couldn't duck and dodge them. They were going to come out inevitably. Why not have one day, get it out in the open, get it all done, be done with it, and then move forward? If you don't do that, you pick at that scab the whole year, and no one ever lets it go. So you had to answer these questions. One of the questions was, did Jalen Hurts being there have him shook? And let's be honest, did it hurt him mentally? Did it shake him up? Is Carson Wentz answer?
I don't. Jalen and I had a good relationship, and I wish the kid nothing but the best. You know, I think he's got a lot of ability. You know, I was impressed with how quickly he kind of grasped, you know, the offense and really understood things and you know, how well he did. Obviously, I would have loved to have been the guy playing the year out. There's no mistake in that, but that's not how it unfolded. You know, I got a lot of respect for him, and, you know, it's just the way it unfolded. You know, there's a lot of things that had to fall into place for all these things to go down and for me to be here, but you know, I said it earlier, I'm going to beat it to death. God has a plan. He's got a perfect plan, and I don't, you know, I can argue with it sometimes, but it ain't going to get me anywhere. So, you know, I'm here, and I'm excited for this one.
And I'm glad you said that. You know, it didn't work out the way you wanted it to. Obviously, he would have loved to have been in that position. Politically correct answer, but he answered the question honestly. It was a fair question. Did he have him shit? Was he shook? Yes. He was shook. He didn't like it. A competitor does not like that. And I think this is the first time that he's standing up saying that. And I think it honestly helps him a lot to do that. It'll answer some of the questions his critics ask. I mean, he's already convinced some people over at the Four Letter, one person, Dan Orlovsky, that he's the best thing since sliced bread. But he doesn't play for Dan Orlovsky. He has other fans. He has other constituents. So he has to satisfy those two. Someone said he was washed up. And then a reporter, and I apologize, I didn't get his name, but he tried to correct that and say something else. But we know what he meant.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be honest. I didn't know I'd been called washed up yet. So that's
injuries. Sorry.
I don't read a lot of the newspapers or listen to a lot of the media stuff. I often find out things from people like y'all. Family, friends sending me stuff. You know, I tried everything I could to, once the off season hit, to just get away. Get away and spend a lot of time with my family and work out, get some hunting in, all of those things, just to kind of refresh my mind. So at the end of the day, I can't please everybody, and people are entitled to their own opinion. And, you know, I'm not going to sit and argue and dispute what people say, right, think, feel, you know. I can't please. I'll never win that game. And obviously you want everyone to view you in this awesome light and through this perfect lens, but that's not going to be the case. And so you take everything with a grain of salt and you learn from it and, you know, try and be better next time.
I like that. You know, I love the reporter. Injuries. Tried to clean that one out. People thought that he was kind of washed. Mentally, though. Not physically. Mentally. And callers, I see you there. Give me one sec. I promise I'll squeeze you in before the break. I know it'll go fast, but I'll squeeze you in before the break. So bear with me. Hang on for me. He was. I mean, you saw him. Now, some of the reports about him and his coach not going to dinner, not doing all that, who really gives a crap about that? They communicated on the field. It's just Carson Wentz was no longer Carson Wentz. And I don't expect him to come out and say, I was shook, you know, like that. He's going to say, well, you know, it didn't end up the way I wanted to, didn't play the way I wanted to. And he answered all the questions. He sat there. I give him credit. He sat there and answered all the tough questions. One question I like was your struggle mental or was it physical?
It's a great question. And, you know, I'd say it's a culmination of everything. You know, there's a lot of things I wish I'd have back or could have done differently. But, you know, at the end of the day, last year came and went, and it's behind us. You know, it was a tough year. I mean, think about the whole world. Tough year for everybody. You know, here we are. You all aren't in the same room as me. We still can't, you know, have normal life. It was tough just for personal relationships and getting to know people and all of those things. And on the field, obviously didn't go the way we wanted as well. So there's a lot of things that just didn't fall into place, and it's frustrating. It's disappointing. But at the end of the day, like I said, you learn from it, you leave them behind you, and you get better from it.
And that's all you can do. Like I said, crazy respect for him to sit there, answer all the questions. Now we can move on. Now it's done. I don't want to hear anything else about Philadelphia. And obviously you can compare stuff. You should not be asked anything else about Philadelphia. It's done. It is done. Like I said, he did look a little uneasy a few times, but it doesn't matter. He sat there, bit the bullet, took the questions. Caller number 917-889-7828, 917-889-7828. Going to squeeze a quick call in. Got a couple minutes before break. Thank you for calling the K-Show of PLR. This is PLR.
Hey, Paul, how are you? Happy opening
day.
What
up, buddy?
I know. Well, you know.
You think it's going to Montenegro, boy. Come on.
I know, man. How are you? Playing game,
you know,
how are you?
You know, I goofed. You know, I'm still getting used to the 4 o'clock spot. I dialed it through by mistake. Like, oops, I goofed.
Yeah, we
my
don't
fault.
Change time
but,
in
know,
Arizona. Don't worry, buddy.
Because, you know, today is the day that we've been waiting for the last 2 years, and I'm ready.
I hear you. Who do you got, Lou? Mm-hmm. Let's cut to it. Who's winning it all for you?
Yeah, because with that starting, and my team, Rutgers, will play tomorrow, so I'm happy about that.
Who's going to win it all?
Of course.
Who do you have winning it all?
You know what? It may sound weird, but I think I'm going to go with Baylor.
Hey, great guard play. I don't doubt you. They're a good team. Great guard play. And I think you'll like this. I have your Rutgers team winning one game.
Oh, you're too kind.
Hey, I really do. I think they're a good team. I think they're a solid team, mentally tough team, and I got them winning their opening round.
Can Trevor Azaria ever stay with just one team?
Say that again?
Trevor Azaria, Ariza, how do you say his name, you know?
Miami was trading. Miami was going to make that trade. I don't know if it had to be Trevor Ariza or who it had to be, but Myers Leonard was going to get moved. He was never going to play for Miami again. So you had two options. You could leave him suspended, sitting on the bench. When he comes back, you could get him away from the team, or you can move him. And so they were going to move him, and they were going to do it no matter what. Like I said before, it wouldn't surprise me if they would have cut him. So he was gone, no matter
what. Yeah. came across a sad story yesterday. You remember Sean Bradley, who played for the 76ers mostly?
Yep, he was the biggest poster child for being dunked on, but unfortunately, with the peril of, you know, getting paralyzed in that bike accident, it's really a sad situation.
You do know about
really
that.
Really a sad situation.
Yeah, you gave him a punch.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he was the poster child for that, and, you know, we as Nets and Knicks fans couldn't stand him as a player, but it's just a shame to see what happened to him.
That's the stuff that goes beyond the sport. It has to do with a human being now paralyzed for a biking accident. That's just a crazy turn of events. But, you know, prayers to him and his family. And as Mark Cuban said, he's a very strong-willed individual. So never say never with that gentleman. I mean, who was the kid, the football player, they said would never walk again, and he walked on the field? Or a young kid in college, like about 10, 15 years ago. Or even if we fast forward, and now his name just escaped me, and I was going to use the example, the kid that played linebacker for the Steelers. They thought he was going to be paralyzed forever, and he's walking and moving, and they said it's going to be long, it's going to be tough, but if anyone can do it, Sean Bradley definitely can.
Yeah. We wish him the best of luck.
Yes, sir.
Without
a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, your push-up gets a break, right?
Yes, sir. But listen, we are off on Friday. We're off on Monday for March Madness, and then we're going to be doing a full recap of it on Tuesday. But we'll be tweeting everything. So
everything.
Get ready for a lot of stuff.
Oh, I'll be ready, man. Don't you worry about that. I'll be
all
ready.
Right, buddy.
All
go
right,
Rutgers.
Thanks, Paul.
All right, thank you. Good friend of the program, Luke. Glad he had an opportunity to call in before we got into everything. Anyway, this is the Cave Show. This is PLR. We're coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show Thursday. We'll be back in 30 seconds. And we're going to get into the Cardinals. Some moves were made, and the Bears. and the Bears. We'll do that right after this. It's the Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School and Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, "Hey, shut up, because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR."
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Thank you for joining us this Thursday, as we come to you live from the Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Cigars with the Cave Show, Sports Talk Radio. If you haven't missed any part of our show whatsoever, the replay is played on KSRN, Casual Sports Radio Network. Make sure you download that app from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your favorite apps from. KSRN, more than just Sports Talk Radio, a little bit of everything, but definitely get that app downloaded to your phone. Listen to us live now, obviously. Went to sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. Hit that listen live button as we're airing right now on BTR as well as KSRN. Now, if you hit that listen live button any other time of the day, 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, midnight, 11 o'clock at night, it will guide you to all of our shows. Hear one that you didn't hear before. Listen to a favorite one all over again. Either way, make that happen just by going to sportscave.com. Again, Cave is with a K. So we'll talk Cardinals first, and this is going to be kind of a quick whip around everything because we still got sun, still got March Madness, got a lot of stuff to get into today. So the Cardinals did some things, and some people left. A.J. Green, wide receiver, is now a member of the Cardinals. I think that is an excellent signing. I know he had some injury issues in the past. I know it. But he seems to be healed. He seems to be back. Very good receiver. One of the top receivers in the league when he was at the height of his game. So now you have him on one side. You have DeAndre Hopkins on the other side. We still don't know what the living legend is going to do. Number 11, Mr. Fitzgerald, Larry Fitzgerald. We don't know what he's going to do yet. But I'm going to tell you something. I think it's time that the Cardinals prepare themselves just in case he doesn't come back. And I think signing Green is kind of the bridge to that. So if he doesn't come back, you have another sure-handed receiver, veteran guy that can do a lot of the things that Larry did. Now, he's not Larry, not going to have the same aura. Larry Fitzgerald has been the face of sports in Phoenix. In Phoenix. For a long, long time. You don't just replace that if he decides to walk away. But just like every other great athlete, there comes a time where you have to prepare yourself for the inevitable. No one plays forever. No matter how great they are, no matter what they do not play forever. But they do need something else. Don't know quite what it is, but they do need something else. But two big splashes so far with J.J. Watt and now the signing of A.J. Green. Leaving the Cardinals, Kenyon Drake is now a member of, ready, the L.A. Raiders. Two-year deal, $11 million. He's going to go and play for the silver and black. That leaves Chase Edmonds, and they need a running back. I love Chase. I love the way he runs. I'm not sure Chase Edmonds is an every down back, though. Just not sure. Not sure if his body is up for that type of beating up consistently. We know what he can do on third downs. We know what he's done in games where he started. It's a difference when you're the starter and when you're starting. And those that know exactly what I mean. When you're the starter, you're the starter. Hell, high water, doesn't matter. When you're starting because the guy that's in front of you is not starting. So is this going to be a load that the Cardinals believe he can handle, or are they going to have to go out there and get someone else? Now, there are other backs out there still. Chris Carson comes to mind. Injured a lot. May be able to get him on the cheap, though. Or do they go in the draft and find a back in the third round, fourth round? Maybe someone that can help them. Maybe more of a physical back. That's why Chris Carson comes to mind. If you have Chase Edmonds, you need that big physical back that runs north and south. What the Cardinals don't need to do is get another back that likes to dance. They don't need another tiptoe burglar. Sent that one to Houston already. Do not need another tiptoe burglar. And then yesterday, Patrick Peterson on his podcast and his host did this whole teasing thing, named teams that he would be a good fit for. Obviously, he led with the Cards. Then he named a couple other teams, threw them in there. Things, you know, his partner said, not him, didn't have a pre-production meeting before they went on air. Threw teams out there. It was none of those teams. He ended up signing $10 million to play with the Minnesota Vikings. I don't care if he plays for the Minnesota Vikings. I don't care if he plays for the Green Bay Packers. I don't care if he plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Inevitably, he's going to have to move inside to play safety. He's going to have to. He is not the same lockdown corner that he used to be. Like I said, when it came to Larry Fitzgerald, age catches everybody. Everybody. So I'm interested to see what happens when the Vikings come here and play the Cardinals. Are they going to match him? Is he their new number one? Are they going to put him on DeAndre Hopkins? Are they going to roll him over? I'm telling you, I like Pat Peterson. I really do. A lot of people say I don't, but I do. I just think it's time for him to move over. Larry Fitzgerald, when they stopped having him out wide, he could have said, you know what, either play me out wide or I'm leaving. No, he moved inside because it made sense. He wanted to keep playing. They wanted him to keep playing. Let's put him in a position to be successful. So we'll see what happens with Pat. Best of luck to you. Incredible career here with the Cardinals. We'll always go down as a Cardinal legend, but happy for you and happy for the Cardinals. I think this was a good time to split, and I think it's going to be good for both parties. Deshaun Watson. Okay, so here's where I hold judgment until we find out exactly what's going on. He's being sued for a lot of stuff, man. Going to massage parlors, forcing himself, some say, on people, on women, attempting to have more than a massage. A lot of stuff is out there. A lot of stuff dropped at the same time as all this I want to be traded stuff came out. A lot of people say, wow, what a coincidence, wink, wink. Some people say it doesn't matter when it comes out. If it's true, it needs to come out. Either way, I think we need to withhold judgment until there's some evidence. If he's innocent, shame on those people. If he's guilty, shame on him. And he should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But either way, I think we need to wait, and I think we need to see. We can't just jump all in on this. Because here's my question. Other teams may be cooling on trading for him until they find out what's going on. You don't hear Houston talking about cooling on him coming back. They still want him back. So I don't know. No one knows right now until more information comes out. When that information comes out, I will make sure that we're here to report it for you. I just think it's a shame on so many instances on both sides. I mean, if he's guilty, that is just bad. All around bad. And if he's not guilty, why would you do that? So either way, it comes out to be a real bad, bad situation. Mitchell Trubisky is a member of the Buffalo Bills. He will be backing up Josh Allen. Mitch landed on his feet. I'm happy for the kid. To be perfectly honest with you, I'm really happy for the kid. I know I've talked about Mitch a lot. But when it all shook down, you see the Bears really didn't give him a fair shake. Now, I'm not saying he would have been great, but he didn't get a fair deal. He had a coach that didn't want him, a coach that was invested in him, and a coach that did everything possible to set him up to not succeed while trying to figure out at the same time to let the team succeed. It's a bad situation. Totally bad situation all the way around. Well, that playing in the background could only mean one thing. I'm about to talk about the Chicago Bears. Because they're doing it to me again. I'm trying to figure out exactly what I did to the Bears. I bought their merchandise. I support them. I stick up for them. I might be their number one apologist. Anything you could think of. This is one of the days I'm actually not wearing Bears gear. And it's not because I did it on purpose, because that's the way it worked out. But every time, they just leave me more and more. I am seriously thinking about filing a divorce from the Bears. I'm like this close to watching pickleball next season instead of the National Football League. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know why they're trying to do it to me. And I'll explain what they did right after this break, because the Bears are continuously breaking my heart. And I'll tell you why right after this. This is The Cave Show with TLR, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
The Law Office of Kerry Lackey should be your first and only call if you are in need of a criminal defense attorney. Also specializing in DUI and accident cases, contact the Law Office of Kerry Lackey online or call 602-288-2303. And remember, the best offense is a good defense.
Bombs and birdies, baby. Bombs and birdies. That's all it's about.
Hey, this is Mikel Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Make sure you follow us on social media at The Sports Cave on the Twitter, the Instagram, and the Facebook. Cave is with the K. The website is thesportscave.com. Again, Cave is with the K. And you can get me at PLR on Sports on the Twitter. For those of you that don't know, that was the music for NWO, the old school wrestling intro for the New World Order. And right about now, I wish someone would go all Bill's Mafia on Ryan Pace. He's the gentleman in charge of the Chicago Bears and the moves they made. So I'm listening to the guys over at ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Fun listen every day. Jay Hood and Cap and those guys, they're just a good listen. And if you're a Bears fan or a Bulls fan, or deep down you're just a Chicagoan, you want to flip over just to see what they're saying. Harmony, Yurko, Waddle and Sylvie, all those guys. Lack of Dollar, no. All Chicago stuff. So there's wins dead. The Bears will be signing a quarterback. And they'll be getting a new quarterback. But we all knew it wasn't going to be Russell Wilson. I told you from the beginning, the Bears don't do that. They don't do good stuff for quarterback. That's not who they are. That's not how they roll. So what did them suckers go out and do? They signed Andy Dalton to a $10 million contract. They have Andy Dalton on the roster. His name is Nick Foles. And a lot of people are like, well, why are you so upset? You did a decent job last year in Dallas. You're missing the whole point. Dallas signed him last year as a free agent to a $3 million deal. Last year, the Bears traded for Nick Foles, gave up draft quality for Nick Foles when they could have signed Andy Dalton. Hell, you could have given $5 million. But no, they decided they give up equity to go out and get Nick Foles. And we all know Nick Foles caught lightning in a bottle when he was the quarterback for Philadelphia. But the Bears felt they had to go out and give up draft equity. So what do they do this year? They go out and they sign the Red Rifle to a $10 million deal when they could have had him last year tops five and kept their draft equity and never gave up that to bring in Nick Foles. And McCaskey, the owner of the Bears, had the audacity a few months ago to address this and say, I know the fans are upset, but we take our time and we evaluate and we think that Pace and Nagy are the right direction. And even though a lot of you think they should be fired, this is the direction we're going to go. You should be fired, but you can't fire owners outside of Jim McMahon. They haven't had a quarterback since Sid Luckman. The Bears have never had a 4,000-yard passer. The Bears have never had a wide receiver for their career with the Bears catch over 4,000 yards. Excuse me, over 4,500 yards in their career. That's not how to receiver. That's not a dude throwing them the ball. And who do they go out and get? Andy Dalton, who's 34. He's not ascending the roller coaster. That sucker's flying downhill with Nick Foles sitting right next to him. And the Bears aren't bad enough to have a good pick. And no, they're not doing a three-team trade. No, they're not going to trade Andy Dalton up to Seattle for Russell Wilson. And yeah, the Bears leaked that crap about them trying real hard to get him, it didn't work out. The Bears leaked that crap. Who else would leak? Who had anything to lose? If the Bears couldn't pull in Wilson, who else would leak that they tried real hard so they ended up with Andy Dalton? Andy Dalton didn't leak that. Seattle didn't leak that. You know they got leaked by the Bears. And all the major media, local media, and basement media all hopped in like, well, the Bears tried really hard to get – whatever. Andy Dalton would still be sitting there. The Bears could literally go up to draft day because what you don't know is on draft day, you can add one more first-round pick. So as soon as they announce Jacksonville is on the clock, the Bears can then call Seattle and say, hey, look, we'll throw in another pick for you. We'll throw in Roquan Smith. We'll throw in Khalil Mack. We'll throw in somebody. But they're not going to do that because what I have to come to the realization of and what everyone that's a Bears fan has to come to the realization of is the Bears don't do quarterbacks. They want to stick to running and defense, and I'm good with that. I am. But you got to have a quarterback in today's NFL. Hell, you had to have a quarterback in yesterday's NFL. Considering outside of Jim McMahon, we haven't had one since Sid Luckman. Draining. I am this close to filing divorce papers. This close to filing divorce papers. We'll talk more about the Bears on Tuesday. If I could curse, I would. Well, I can't. I just don't do it on air. Andy freaking Dalton. Let me see. The Bears are now on schedule. They did 8-8 last year. Where are they scheduled for with Andy Dalton? Could it be 8-8? Could it be 7-9? Could it be, whoa, get out 9-7? What the hell is that? Anyway, we'll get into that a little bit more next week when all the free agent signings are done. The rest of the segment is brought to you by Scout and Seller. Make sure you're checking out Tina Calhoun, their wine consultant. It is clean wine. There's no extra sugars, no extra additives. You won't get those headaches if you get headaches from drinking wine. Make sure you get in touch with her. She'll do tastings for free. Her number is 602-410-4821, 602-410-4821. A Scout and Seller, and your wine consultant is Tina Calhoun. So switching gears, I want to talk a little bit about the Suns. So I just want to play this for you. I don't want to talk about it. I want to play it for you and then tell you what my problem is with it. So Dwayne Rankin, great writer over at AZ Central, got a chance to sit down with DA because DeAndre Ayton, DA, they're taking a lot of heat for some stuff. And I explained all that, but I want you to hear it first. So I'm going to work backwards. I'm going to hustle backwards. So listen to this.
What has it been like for you here recently in terms of, you know, not playing in the fourth quarter in a couple games, then obviously being a factor in the fourth quarter in other games, the fluctuality of the, you know, rotations, just how have you, you know, handled that internally and continued to play?
I feel no way. We're winning. You know, I trust my coaches and I trust my teammates, you know, and whatever's best for the team, I'm with. You know, at the end of the day, we're chasing something bigger. So if coach trusts something to get us something, to get us a dub, I'm with it. I don't feel no way. I just try to do my best, contributing the best way I can on or off the court.
Okay, and just a quick follow, talk with James Jones about your role. And he was saying that no one has heavier expectations on the team than you. How have you shouldered that, those duties and responsibilities, you know, this season?
I've always had that chip on my shoulder, holding expectations for myself. So, you know, James knows I'm the type of player that who can handle the responsibility. And, you know, it's something I embrace a lot. And, you know, I feel great. I come in every day wanting to work, knowing that my team trusts me and they hold me accountable. So just to be the best player I can be. So, you know, every day is something for me, all eyes on me.
Okay, so now he's Tupac, all eyes on me. Follow-up question. Listen to this answer.
No, not really. You know, Coach, you know, Coach Monty brought a culture, you know, where, you know, us as a team, you know, we play together, we win together, we have to do it together in order to accomplish hard or, you know, fight over adversity. We can't do it, you know, without each other. And, you know, it's a contagious thing where, you know, that mindset of, you know, not worrying about minutes or not worrying about your playing time and who's playing before you, it doesn't really sink into your head because we're chasing something so bigger than just a win. You know what I'm saying? It's a culture, it's a tradition we're building as a team. And, you know, we have a lot of solid guys on this team that is really genuine and, you know, that has a lot of gratitude for each other. And that's what Coach Monty spreads, and that's just the team we are.
That's a whole bunch of bull crap. That is a whole bunch of bull crap. And I have said over and over again, and Earl Burnett, KSRN, and I've heard Ed Smith on Easy Sports Talk, all of them kind of say, hey, look, there has to be a certain amount of bite in a dog. And I've said from the beginning, DA isn't that kind of dog. He's going to give you what he gives you. If you have a certain expectation, it's not him, then that's on you to have that expectation because that's not who he is. He's going to come through. He's going to do certain things. He's getting better. Got to be patient. Big man, you got to be a little bit more patient with him. Remember, I'm the one that said I thought it was a great pick picking him over Luka Doncic. I still think it's a good fit because you needed that big man. Without a big man, you're struggling. You got to have some size in there. I know it's a guard league, but you still got to rebound the ball. Lakers proved that last year. But this is a guy that sat down day one and said, him and Book are going to be Shaq and Kobe 2.0. One of them's kind of living up to that deal, and the other one isn't. And here's why I'm bothered by what DA said. He's the number one draft pick in the league. And he's okay with what happens as long as they win. I don't want to hear that nonsense. I want to hear, I am going to work harder to make sure I'm on the court in those closeout games. I can finish with free throws. I can finish at the rim. I think I'll be an asset, and it's up to me to keep working to show the coaches that. Monty Williams said just earlier last week, I believe I played it on the show or I put the clip up on Instagram, that once you show him something, that's the level that he's going to hold you to. that's going to be your expectation. And he has shown that he can do that. It is absolutely asinine to sit him out in the fourth quarter because of him. DA has to get tougher on that. I'm not expecting him to be a pit bull. I'm not. But I don't want him to be a terrier either. He has to take more force. He has to at that point. He is not a role player. If a role player says, I understand why I'm not getting my minutes, but when I'm called on, they call my number, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to do what I can do to help this team win. Damn it, dude, you're not that dude. You're a starter. You're the starting center for a team that has the second best record in the NBA. You talking about culture and minutes and all this, that's all great. That's window dressing. You need to be more assertive with what you're doing at this point. That answer was a crap answer. And I don't know if you were looking for the politically correct answer, but I tell you what, I bet you if Booker was sitting out the fourth quarter, he would have a different answer. I bet if Chris Paul was sitting out the fourth quarter, he'd have a different answer. I bet if Mikal Bridges was sitting out the fourth quarter, he'd have a different answer. You can't answer that question like that. And I'm going to play just the first part of the question and the answer again.
What has it been like for you here recently in terms of, you know, not playing in the fourth quarter in a couple games, then obviously being a factor in the fourth quarter in other games, the fluctuality of the, you know, rotations? Just how have you, you know, handled that internally and continued to play?
I feel no way we're winning.
I feel no way we're winning. Dude, that is a cop-out. DA, that is a cop-out. You should feel a way. You should feel a certain way. I think Dario Saric is a really nice player. You should be battling to be an all-star. You shouldn't be satisfied if the team won and you're on the bench. I'm not saying go all Carmelo back in the day, not new Carmelo, old Carmelo, that gets mad if he didn't get his shots, win or lose. I'm not saying be that dude, but you can't be okay being benched in the fourth quarter because you're not doing what you're expected to do. You have to toughen up. You don't have to go all pit like Chris Paul. But this is a mentally tough team. You've got to get on. Now, all that talk about should they resign him, should they not, you got to resign him because there's not – you can't – 7-foot agile, athletic guys with skills don't just fall off trees. But right now I feel that Monty, Devin, Chris, James, they all want something from you more than you want from yourself. So you need to find whatever it is inside of you and pull that out. Because what you're doing now, honestly, it's inexcusable. You've got to toughen up. You've got to want to be out there in the fourth quarter. You've got to do the things that makes your coach comfortable putting you in the game in the fourth quarter. You've demonstrated it. You have to be consistent with it. This team will get to a certain level. After that, you're going to have to be a part of it. You can't just be the dude giving gas money. You got to be one of the dudes driving a car. You can't get yourself in a position where they're wondering, what should we do with you with your option that's coming up? It should be, of course, he's going to be the guy that we extend and we'll make everything fit around it. You're allowing those questions to linger. Your play is allowing those questions to linger. You have to fix that. And no one is saying you have to score 25 a game, but you got to be felt. You got to let people know you're out there. There was a game a couple weeks ago I tweeted out for the first three quarters. I didn't even know you were playing. And you were playing. You know, Monty say play with force a lot. Listen to him. Play with force. Let people know you're there. No one can do that for you. And if your biggest defender is getting really tired of that nonsense and those lackadaisical answers, and yay, Allie McBeal, everything is good with the world, you really have a problem. I believe it's in you, but do you want it to come out? Live from Maduro, Cigars with the Cave Show. This is the Cave Show with PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Welcome back to the last segment, the Cave Show and PLR, Cigars with the Cave Show, coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Every Thursday, you get in here. Listen, come down here and check it out. 4991 South Alma School, that's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Make sure you let them know PLR sent you 10% off your cigar purchase. Remember, I will be here tomorrow watching the first round of March Madness. Yeah, there's playing games today, whatever. Those teams are going to lose tomorrow anyway, or Saturday. But you got to get down here and check it out. Plenty of places to watch TV. Enjoy your sticks. I guarantee you, Ron and Tina will find you the right cigar for you. Don't just walk in a humidor and pick something. Let them find the right stick for you. Right here at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. And like I said, can't make it in, no worries. Stogie World. STOAGIEworld.com. Okay, it's March Madness. Usually when I give you these picks, I have my partner in crime, my sidekick, Ed Cole, with me. He can't be here today. He's on another assignment. So I am going to give you these March Madness picks. This is a speed round. So keep up. If you miss it, you miss it. I'm going to start in the South, and I'm going to go straight through. Baylor's going to beat Hartford. Wisconsin is too tough for North Carolina. North Carolina is too inconsistent. Wisconsin is going to beat them. Villanova is going to lose to Winthrop. They're down their point guard. You've got to have guards to win in a tournament. Winthrop is a very good team. They're going to win. Purdue is going to beat North Texas. Texas Tech is going to beat Utah State. Arkansas is going to beat Colgate. Still in the South region. Florida over Vitech and Ohio State over Oral Roberts. Going top to bottom again, Baylor over Wisconsin, Purdue over Winthrop, Texas Tech, Arkansas. Going to be a great game. Texas Tech is going to get Arkansas. Florida over and Ohio State will win that game. Texas Tech, Ohio State, Texas Tech. That's the sixth seed that breaks through. They will play Baylor. Baylor will beat them and advance to the Final Four. You still got this thing moving? We still got this thing grooving. Let's switch out to the West. Gonzaga, all the way through. They're going to beat Oklahoma, who's going to beat Missouri. Creighton is going to beat USSB. Virginia's going to beat Ohio. Virginia's going to beat Creighton. That's where they lose to Gonzaga. SC is going to beat the Wichita State Drake winner. Doesn't matter. Kansas is going to beat Eastern Washington. Oregon is going to lose to VCU. And Iowa is going to be Grand Canyon. Hurts my heart to say that, but it's a fact. That's what's going to happen. SC is going to beat Kansas. Iowa is going to beat VCU. SC is the other sixth seed that's going to break through, only to lose to Gonzaga. Say what you will. Has CJ Holmes on? He's not in love with Gonzaga either. I have Gonzaga busting through to the Final Four. Jump to the East. Michigan over whoever 16 is. Doesn't matter. LSU over the Bonnies. Georgetown, the 12 seed upset in this region over Colorado. Florida State will beat UNCG. BYU will beat MSU UCLA winner, and give me Texas. You with me still, right? I'm going fast. Don't have a lot of time. Connecticut will beat Maryland. Alabama will beat Iona. Good job by Rick Pitino, though. Give me Alabama over Connecticut. Give me Texas over BYU. Give me Florida State over Georgetown. Give me LSU over Michigan. No livers. The road will end there for them. Florida State then will go on to play Alabama. They will beat LSU. And then Alabama will play Florida State. Florida State will be your four seed that's going to break through to the Final Four. In the Midwest, Illinois over Drexel. Loyola Chicago over Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech, big injuries, got to hurt them. Tennessee over Oregon State. Oklahoma State over Liberty. San Diego State over Syracuse. Virginia over Morehead State. Rutgers to upset Clemson. Houston over Cleveland State. Houston will beat Rutgers. San Diego State will beat West Virginia. Oklahoma State will beat Tennessee. And Illinois will beat Loyola Chicago. The city will go nuts over that game. Illinois then will beat Oklahoma State. San Diego State will beat Virginia, a number six seed. Another one coming through. Houston will beat Rutgers. Houston will then beat San Diego State. Illinois will beat Houston and go to the Final Four. Illinois will play Baylor. They will win. Gonzaga will play Florida State. Gonzaga will win. And then in the finals, Illinois, the Illini, the Fighting Illini, will beat Gonzaga 90-83 and hoist this year's title. I've given you your Final Fours. Your bet locks, very simple. Take Georgetown. Take them to win outright. Easy, outright winner. That is your lock. I'm giving it to you. Winthrop, your other lock. Take them over Villanova. No guards. If you take them to lose, take them to cover no matter what. And take the Illini in the points. I don't care how many points they are. Does not matter at all. And take LSU over the Bodies. I put money in your pocket. I will do more next week. I'm looking forward to this. Two quick notes. The Suns are traded for Torrey Craig, another mentally strong guy that can defend. And Milwaukee has traded for P.J. Tucker. Another great move. Another great move. Suns roster since it's 16. I will let you know as soon as I find out who that cut is. Make sure you follow us on social media at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Cave is with the K, the sportscave.com. Cave is with a K. And then I'm on Twitter at PLR on Sports. So make sure you're definitely checking us out. All those that thank you for the call-ins. I'm sorry I didn't get to more calls today. A lot of news to cover. 917-889-7828 was the calling number that is Kerry Lackey Law Line. Thanks to Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco for hosting us, and thank you for hosting us over March Madness. Until next week, remember, we're not back until Tuesday. Best of shows on Friday and Monday. Enjoy March Madness. This has been the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR. Temptations bring us home for the Final Four beginning round.